thanks for joining us for another episode of Shark Tank. We are up to season 8, episode 15 already. We will be talking the cooler little nomad rinse kit D-Vest and more. Don't go away.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's textured.
Texture mess.
It's what happens. People get hot.
Am I the only one rocking out to our Shark Tank?
Oh, you're rocking out.
I didn't know we were on.
Nobody told us we were on. We were like talking.
About
skin.
Well, this was like our behind the scenes, just like how Shark Tank has been showing everyone in the little room.
We should do that every time.
That's like what you guys were just doing.
Yeah.
Every time. We'll just be talking about shit. And then...
It's a family show!
And then the cameras will come on, and then we'll be like, hey!
A.K.A. not paying attention.
Right, yeah.
Hey, guys, so thank you for joining me. It's just me all of a sudden. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
there are three of us. I am Zoe Hewitt, and if you have been following me at Twitter and Instagram, I have changed my handle. So actually, if you've been following, it doesn't matter. It automatically updates. But if you are following for the first time, you can find me at Real Zoe Hewitt. That's Real Zoe, Z-O-E, Hewitt.
Just I need like to Donald figure Trump. Out. She's her and Donald
Trump. Tongue. I'm just going to skip over Chris Howard Live. Who's at the end of the table there?
Zoe, you have rocked our worlds tonight, collectively, with your earth-shattering announcement.
Didn't it shock us?
Yes.
Like, we were, like, stupefied.
That's why I had to skip over you right now, because I'm going to just try
it's
to
like
help
you go to Hogwarts, and they're, like, stupefying.
Yeah. Oh, I missed that one. Well, this is Constance Dunn at Constance Dunn dot. No, this is Constance Dunn, Instagram, Twitter, and I'm not wearing fake lashes tonight, so I'm going really natural.
Oh, wow, that is all natural.
Yeah. Wait, do you normally? Yeah.
Just a little
ones. No, I can't even imagine what you normally...
I'm giving it up now. See,
most people, don't put any makeup on. That's going natural.
I have a kind of face that you can't put enough makeup on.
Oh.
I can walk in... No, I don't mean like that, but for some reason with cameras, I could walk in and you might think it's Frankenstein has just walked in, and then you look on camera at home like we wouldn't. Or right. Wood, and it looks like I'm like a hippie with chapstick on in the woods.
So it looks like you're Frankenstein when?
In real life.
In real life.
But if I go in cameras and I have the Frankenstein level of makeup on, it looks like hippie level when you look at it on
level.
A screen. Like it looks like I have chapstick
on. Like some hippies don't wear deodorant.
I do wear deodorant. And I'm definitely not a hippie.
Hold on, but I have to announce myself.
Please do.
Yeah, and the other thing I was going to say... is that, so you have a new handle. So if you've already handled Zoe before, you'll want to use her new handle.
Well, no, they should automatically, they're on. This should have been the week for Polyglide.
We did Polyglide.
Sorry, Jim.
Yeah.
Jim, if you're watching.
Zoe, I'm so glad you changed
it. The tech just came in and said, Polyglide, that sounds like a lube. And we said we had that same conversation.
Sorry, Jim.
So,
but we loved you, Jim. We love the Polyglide ice. Because for anyone who has no idea what we're talking about, Polyglide is like an ice rink that you can make anywhere. It's not actually ice, so you can ice skate at home with no snow. And Jim kindly said he was going to send us some Polyglide t-shirts and things. So as soon as we get them, we will wear them proudly here because we are very much Team Jim.
Team Jim. So. But I'm Chris Howard, and you can reach me at Chris Howard Live on Twitter and Instagram. Thanks for...
We'll be showing our Polyglide pride.
Wait, do you think I should be Zoe Hewitt Live?
No, because I have
the
so
real
many ideas
Zoe Hewitt, because it just goes off the tongue.
But it's not that. It's real Zoe Hewitt.
Okay.
Because remember, she was Zoe said what?
Zoe
so
said who?
If you have a better handle for her,
let me know.
Please let her know. Please write it in the
chat. You did the right thing. I mean, I just, like I said, I can't figure out people that are doing public careers and then
real
their
Zoe
career... Hewitt. Their handle is like Bob5297 to the fifth power.
You know why?
Because no one will ever find them.
Exactly.
But why
and
are you
some people that don't want to be found?
Public career. You can't. It's
there's
hard.
Some people that don't.
I don't want to be found either.
I'm just thinking it makes it awkward to spell out because if people don't know how to spell Zoe, I always said Zoe said what? Z-O-E said what? Now I can't do that.
Which was kind of cool, but real Zoe Hewitt is fine because you said there was a fake Zoe Hewitt, somebody that already grabbed the name.
Well, there's Zoe Hewitt. Probably her.
It's only one person.
She's fake as far as we're concerned. as far as we think about it, right?
Anyway, LaTangela from Grease Bags was going to join us tonight. She is in the chat, so we'll be checking in with her. But unfortunately, she's traveling and her Wi-Fi is not good. So we have now successfully spent the time we would have been chatting with her talking about my Twitter and Instagram, which clearly is not quite as interesting. So, LaTangela, we will be looking forward to having you on when you're in a spot with good Wi-Fi. Now, the cooler. We had Stan asking for $50,000 in exchange for 15%. And let's face it, the big thing about this guy is that...
The big thing about this guy.
Dun-dun-dun, Jay. So he's... Thank you. So he is a pro bodybuilder and a power lifter. And this guy was amazing. He could do 200 pounds overhead. He did 600-pound deadlift. And then he flipped an 800-pound tire. At this point, like, I don't even care what his product is. I just want to keep watching him. But basically, it's a cooler that will cool three different drinks at once. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they called him the White Rhino, by the way.
They did. And he was a brain, too. He wasn't just brawn. Three businesses. Yes. He's just like, he's a man to be reckoned
with. Did you ladies find him attractive?
Honestly, all I can remember now is that he flipped the tire. I don't picture him.
Oh, you don't even see that.
I can't even remember him.
And the blue eyes. He had really
big. Does that do it for you? You like those big muscles like that?
They're just very big. I don't think it's ugly. I just think it's daunting. With the veins, when the veins go out.
Yeah. But he didn't just have three businesses. He had three multi-million dollar businesses. And I think that Chris Howard might be wondering if we're fine. If he's wondering if we found...
What do you think, I'm jealous?
The White Rhino attractive with his big muscles.
With his big muscles and
Chris
his $3 million businesses.
And Chris is like, please tell me I'm also attractive.
Well, you know what? I thought the White Rhino did a great presentation.
He did.
Yes, he
because
did.
Because he, like the Sharks talked about a little down the road, they said we were expecting a meathead.
Yes.
And a meathead you were not, because it was a meathead head bursting with braids.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he did a great job. And damn, they were throwing every very question smart. At him about numbers and gross, and he just was like, bam, 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 bam.
But you look at some of do that one more time.
Bam, bam, bam. I think for Constance, I really liked it. Yeah. For anyone who's listening and not watching, we're doing like little guns.
Oh, she's making guns cool. with her fingers. No, we're not. You are.
Yeah, Constance started
I started it. I started the gunfire.
Okay, Chris Howard's not making little guns.
Yeah. Not cool. But so in 16 months, he had sold $120,000 worth with a national distributor. He's in 30,000 locations. They sell for $32.95 and it costs him $7.
It's good, but you know, the thing is that this is one of those things that you know, you see it right. Right, right off the bat, that is not really, from most of the Sharks' perspective, investable, because it's just so, it's so niche. It's so, you know, the only people that are going to really buy this are going to be the bodybuilders that are going to the gym. Yeah. And that was the big issue. Yeah. I mean, to drink that, this serves that crowd only. I couldn't have been in from that perspective. But I think most of them went out. Because they said that, and then you had Robert that went the other way. He said, I wish it was even more niche and more monstrous and kind of rugged. Mm-hmm. No, seriously, though. I mean, he's that rugged guy. If it was even more battle-looking, you know, for the cool rug, I work out. Yeah, that kind of, yeah.
I feel like that's also easy for Robert to say now, but if it were all rugged like that, I feel like then for sure they'd say there's not enough market. It's a good business for you, but not for everyone. I was curious how much they weighed because the Sharks commented, this is heavy, right?
Is that what they said?
I thought they said that. Did I?
Not for the muscle man.
Yeah.
I thought he was cool. I'm not making fun. I think he's a cool dude. But even Mr. Wonderful said he liked him. He says, I like him. Yeah, but he didn't see the product as being investable. What did you think? Did you like it?
I liked it. It's retails for $32, and the interesting thing is the White Rhino talked about a lot of his sales, approximately half, being to soccer moms. Yeah. I could see this being such a great product for them, particularly if you have a few different kids, because there's three different compartments. Mm-hmm. You have three different shakes, so I just see this as being very unique, and I was surprised more of them weren't in, and I know Mark Cuban talked about you needed an accelerant. So they saw this as a mellow growth.
Well, I think the big problem is if you were a soccer mom and you were walking through Bed Bath & Beyond and you saw this thing, you wouldn't know what it was and you probably wouldn't.
That's the problem. Yeah. Right. So.
I was shocked, too, that he said soccer moms are buying it. It totally made sense when he said it, but for $32.99, how much are Marmar
I think that's the story he wanted them to get. You know? So, you know what I'm saying? It's like... But guess what? Because he knew their objection in advance, and their objection was going to be, this is only for muscle heads. So he was saying, but what surprised me was that the soccer moms were buying it. Yeah. And okay, if he got some soccer moms, that's great. That makes the story believable, but it's not, soccer moms aren't going out like crazy buying this thing. I guarantee it.
No, I think
I don't think so. I guess it's not that exciting. I'm glad about how it turned out, though.
Right, so he did get a deal with Damon, $50,000 for a third, so 33 and a third percent, and deal.
Good, great deal for him.
And
he was happy about it. He was grateful. He didn't,
It was very elegant the way he accepted it. It was very interesting. Yeah. He just said, I think it's a fair offer. And he said, yes. It was very simple. It wasn't hemming and hawing. He did that, which was charming. He didn't hem and haw or anything.
It was interesting, too, because that is a big percentage that Damon wanted. I mean, and he was at 15% when he came in. So I was a little shocked, and I was also a little shocked about Damon, but he was also very self-deprecating. Remember, Damon said, I like to work out, even if you can't tell. He made a comment like that.
Yeah, he's into fitness. I read an interview not long ago with Damon. He's, like, really into
fitness. Did he say that he was going to get him retail exposure, or were they... Because my sense is... with the direction I've seen Damon go recently, that he'd probably be best off focusing on online sales, real targeted to the bodybuilder. And Damon has the facilities and the functionality to do that now.
Oh, yeah.
He's partnered with Infusionsoft, which is all automated back-end retail-type stuff. You know, that's kind of the click here, and when they see what you bought, it directs you right over to the next click and that type of stuff. And so I think he'll do real well.
Yeah, I think so, too. Speaking of doing really well, last week's episode, you guys, I happened to watch part of it again, and I was laughing so hard.
Our episode?
It was just seriously one of the funniest things
what did we
I've
say?
Ever... We were talking about camping, and we talked about camping in little houses. For 10 minutes, and I was just roaring. Like, and it's not like because I thought I was funny, but the whole thing.
But we were all funny.
It was one of the most hilarious. Like,
but
I was sitting in my car.
It's not funny if you're in one of those little freaking houses in the middle of the forest.
Because someone's going to tow you away.
If you guys, do you watch American Horror Story?
No.
American Horror Story, the season 4. They've got this little house in the woods, and they're killing people in the house. There's a clown, and everybody's getting killed in this little tiny house in the woods.
I've had some time to think about one of your objections to being in the woods with the small house. You kept going, I just don't think people are used to seeing a little house in the woods. And my husband goes, what is he used to seeing a 10,000 square foot in the woods? But if it was bigger, would that be like, oh, I'm not going to murder those people? It's just not enough square footage.
Watch American Horror Story season 4. And just watch it.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
Only imagine or I'm not going in.
This is just a matter of education.
So we hope you're laughing with us. In case you're not, and in case you didn't have a chance to laugh at last week's episode.
Then let's keep going.
The company was actually called Getaway, and these were tiny houses in the woods that you could rent, sort of like an Airbnb to get away from things. That's what we are
And they came with their own clown.
$99 a night.
There we go. The 99 is true. The clown part is not.
Is not.
But the question would be if the white rhino could fit in one, because he has those big muscles. Now, Constance, would you be in or out on the cooler?
I would be in.
Okay.
The white rhino in the house. So are you in or out on the cooler?
It was a transition.
I guess I'm out.
Okay, I think I'm out too. I'm just not into it. I thought it was a good enough product. I'm not into it. Tink takeaway though. I feel like the big thing here is don't judge a book by its cover.
Right.
Come on, how many of us out of the three were thinking like he's just a meathead, and then he says he, you know, I mean, it's hard enough to start one multi-million-dollar business, let alone three.
That was a surprise that he had three multi-million.
So don't judge a book by its cover. Next up, we had Little Nomad Elizabeth asking for $80,000 in exchange for 15%, and these are basically foam tiles that normally, like for kids, you put them out, but they're like bright kid colors, and so what she had then were nice designs instead to match your decor instead of being like bright kid zone. So
totally, I'm out.
Because of money.
That was so fast.
Well, I just not out because of the money. The only reason I'm out is because, you know, people get these. I liked it. I thought it was a good idea. I just don't. Well, you know, I was out, but I don't think that parents care that they are multicolored. Kids are multicolored beings. They're like, you know, seriously, they're like, they paint on the That's walls, they do all sorts of crazy stuff. The they're kids. Like
they the have color. To paint on
they're not prim and proper and everything, in the, you know, so I just don't see, but I do see that people could buy them. Actually, the big reason why I was out was mm-hmm. because of the lack of patent or lack of any of the ability to have exclusivity to this product. Because why? If it works, mm-hmm. then the big people are just going to knock it off, change their colors, come up with different schemes, and put them out of business. So I just didn't think, yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, I think, and you know, before now I meant to go online and double check, but mm-hmm. I haven't. So Fantasy Stats Guru, thank you for joining us in the chat.
We thought you were going to come.
We were actually
And the reason I made that transition was because Fantasy Stats, you're always so great at looking things up for us. I think there is a company that already makes these that look like wood, like wood floors and things,
nice.
And they're super expensive. Hmm. So, like she had said, the range was $30 to $149.
Yes.
And I think these that look like wood are super high-end, like the $150, $200 range even. But they do exist, so I agree. There's nothing proprietary about it. For me, though, I don't believe like in painting on walls and things like that.
Well, my brother, and it wasn't finger paint he was using.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. That's horrible. Outed him on TV.
That, too.
Well, you guys, what did you think of her sales? 3.5 months, $114,000 in pre-sales. Pretty impressive.
114,000. Yeah. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised with her own Facebook friends and stuff. It's not like you can't sell, but I think they said at some point if... you know, for some people, it's just better to be a solopreneur.
Yeah.
And I think that that's pretty accurate here.
She got upset.
Did she?
Yeah, she got a little upset.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Well, she really wanted a deal.
Yeah.
You know, when you get you protective of your ideas, you think that they're great.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad idea. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
But for an investor, to say that it's not, they're not saying it's not a good idea. They're saying that it's not investable for them.
Right.
It's like going on a movie audition. You know, they're looking for the fat guy and you show up.
I like that analogy, and I'm glad I wasn't the fat guy in your analogy.
Right.
But I agree. There was nothing new.
Right.
Yeah, there was nothing new about these foam tiles. Like, she didn't even come out saying that they are like hypoallergenic or this or that.
She actually did say that, though. She said that they were tested and stuff, but that wasn't the selling point. The selling point was what they looked like.
Right.
And it is a good selling point. I can imagine parents that they go, oh, yeah, hey, that would be a good thing to buy. But from a business model perspective, I think their time is going to...
Yeah, and again, $139 for a set of six, so it is not cheap.
But it's safe. It's like when if you got a kid, you put this thing down, would you pay $139 to let your kid play on something that looked nice in the living room? I think you would, but I just think that the big guys are going to crush her when she tries
to
grow.
That's a good point, right? Because the people that do the candy-colored, technicolored stuff... are going to just go, okay, we'll just do nice beige ones with a Florida-ly pattern.
Right, or something better,
and then
Florida-ly.
Offered for 50.
Florida-ly.
Yeah, Florida-ly.
Okay,
if they were smart, they'd just make them two-sided, so one side's colorful and the other side's brown.
Look at that.
That's
See?
Nice idea. Absolutely. You guys also...
Follow me on Twitter at... Yeah, they could send the check there.
Wait, you're not going to give your Twitter? You don't want to be followed?
Follow. Go in the booth.
SBK 5 to the 5th power 99.
To the 5th
power. You guys, first of all, I have to say we've got a new friend in the chat with us, Tina Hororoka, who I might have just butchered
Tino
her name.
Or Tino?
Tina.
Okay. Tina.
Where she is, it is 7:32 a.m., so she's getting ready for work, but thank you for joining us. But you guys, she asked, this has never occurred to me before. She asked Fantasy Stats his real name.
Whoa. Let's see what he says.
Should I share it?
That's a very personal decision. Tina, are you a catfish?
Don't get the customers.
Fantasy Stats' real name is Ben. Now, I don't know if we should refer to him as Ben or Fantasy Stats Guru. I kind of feel like my mind has been blown.
Ben FSG.
Now, is this a romance thing between Tina and Ben?
I don't know. Let's not get that
started.
Okay, all
right. We're staying out of this. We're just...
Oh, Tina, you're in Slovakia. That's so cool that you are here joining us tonight, or this
That's
morning
awesome.
For you, tonight for us. That's really cool. Thank you.
What do you do for a living, Tina, in Slovakia?
OMG.
OMG is right.
I'm curious.
Tina and Slovakia, we are not normally like this, for better or for worse.
Well, what's now, your work outfit like? Like, what
is Slovakia?
Wear
no, they have to wear
is
like.
Is it winter? It's probably like five. Is it tights? Is it's it like heavy wool
tights?
What the heck just happened to this show? Because... Let us move on. Basically, everyone said no to Little Nomad. Yeah. Constance, would you have been in or out?
No, I would be nomad.
I think I'd be no man, like nomad, right?
No, not at all.
I think it's a good solopreneur business, like they said. I think she can make money. I think she can grow it. She can do quite well, but I don't think it's real investable for the future.
Go, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I'm also a no, but I actually am not as convinced that it's a doable business just because the price range, you have to really want that at that higher price range. Like, that is a lot of money for, like, the typical parent to want to spend, which
see,
I think
kids are doing gymnastics
Lori had
and
mentioned.
Stuff, and
but you, these are small. You'd have to buy so many to have enough space to do, like, a gymnastic. So, at any rate, sorry, Elizabeth, but rinse kit next. Chris and Eric, $250,000, asking for 5% when I hear those small percentages. Basically, this is a portable shower system that you can shower or rinse anything. So your car, if you're at the beach and you need to get the sand off, any place you might need 2 gallons of water, you can
bring it with shower you. In French is douche.
Well, there we go. Thank you.
That's just wonderful.
It's a portable.
Kind
of blow me off. I had a point.
What was your point?
Chris did not have a point.
That was the point.
It's how you say shower.
Being a disruptor. It was a disruptor. I will disrupt. Tina from Slovakia. She works in an insurance company as a freelance photographer. It's a heavy winter with lots of snow and super cold, which is really interesting.
Awesome. Stay with us. Hang out with us. Fantasy Stats is really cool.
She's got the cool job. Like, that's the thing, because you say insurance company, then photographer.
Photographer
like,
in Slovakia means a photographer.
Yeah, it's like
I can picture that.
Glamour job.
Now I feel guilty. Fantasy Stats, what do you do? We've never asked you, and you're always with us.
I think it's stats related.
Oh, I just felt like you couldn't ask someone, like, past their screen name. I don't know. Anyway,
rinse kit. Right. We're doing good.
Do you want to rinse?
I think this was a great idea. I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was neat. I didn't hear if there was any kind of patent or anything. I wish it, did that come up?
You know, if it did, I don't have a note on it. I don't think so.
I'm just going to speculate that yes, because these cats were very buttoned down. Stuff retails for $89. They've been in business for a while. They're doing quite a bit of sales.
They have 800,000 in sales.
Yes, right. And they're very buttoned up, so that probably came up.
It was great. It's a great idea. People use it, whether you're a surfer, you're going to the beach, whatever, because how many times do you get all covered with sand? You got to get in your car. And I think it's neat.
See, I was not into it. I just felt like, are you really going to lug this thing to the beach? And it doesn't, like, so the power system, so for 2 gallons of pressurized water, you could have 5 minutes on a heavy spray or 30 to 45 minutes on a mist.
Amazing.
And I felt like if you have sand all over you, mist is not going to get it off.
Yeah.
And a heavy spray, 5 minutes is barely enough for one person.
Well, 5 minutes will do it for one person. Yeah,
barely.
That's like,
the surfers. Yeah. I'm married to a surfer, so this is like a gold. I would get him this for Christmas.
And
you
can't
get it for him for Christmas for
$89.99. Yeah. There you go.
But it is a lugging thing.
Do they have hose outlets by bathrooms at the beach and stuff?
They do.
Probably do.
Right.
I assumed you take it with you there.
Yeah.
Oh, that you refill? But then you're going and getting sandy again.
No.
The person who hasn't gotten to wash off has to lug it back.
If you have a family of like three little kids and you spray them for 5 minutes and you get it off, then you plug it back up to the little hose thing, fill up your thing again, and then you spray off the rest of your kids.
But I'm thinking you do this at your car. Why would you lug this from your car to
the bathroom?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
but then you have to walk back across the sand and you get sandy again.
No, the bathroom's not on the sand necessarily. The bathroom, like here, the bathrooms are on the strand. If you go down to Manhattan Beach or Hermosa Beach.
Fancy. It could be lakes as well, or great camping. Gosh, is it
camping
shower? Have you ever
seen?
Oh, because I know Zoe, when she's not camping, she's camping. She loves camping.
Especially in tiny houses
can't
in
wait
the forest.
Hit the freaking site, man.
Not real Zoe Hewitt says, no way.
This is Jordan's like to see a little house in the woods. That was your defense.
You can wash out the blood from the tiny house.
You took that in the wrong direction.
I'm not used to seeing a little house. I think I'm going to go kill everybody in it. That scares the ever
Tina says in Europe they have showers on the beaches, so it doesn't seem necessary. And I feel like that's true here too. Mm. They have so like why doesn't your husband? Why can't he just shower off at the beach shower?
Yeah,
they
do have actually. Them. Once you said that, but I think it's almost like if you were at a really rural area or a place like one of those like cool surf places, it's all secret.
If you went to Yosemite, you go camping, you fill the sucker up, and you got 5 minutes worth of shower.
I had to take an outdoor shower once when I was camping. It was horrible.
Yeah, think camping.
And it was like this, like drool. I was already in shock because camping's horrible.
Right.
Camping's not human. I had like, but then I had to take a shower, and it was such a. It was a plastic bag hanging from a tree, and it went like.
What they should put.
It was like a tube of drooly water.
That's like an IV drip.
Yeah, it was an IV drip.
Welcome to Shark Tank, where we discuss camping.
What they should put on it is a solar panel heater. That heats up the water that's in
right.
there.
That's right. It would be cold. It's hose
exactly,
water.
Yeah.
Oh.
But heat it up with a solar panel, and you get it. I mean, they could sell that at all these camping stores and outdoor stores and stuff.
No, because
like that.
5 minutes is still nothing. You go camping. If you really are in the woods like that, you can't refill it. There's no shower. There's no hose.
Your 5 minutes
are
up.
One person gets to
listen,
shower.
If you had a solar panel on it, you could fill it up in the lake. You could fill it up with anything.
No, because you have to have the. It's when you connect it to the hose thing, you get that same pressure, which is how it's a pressurized system.
You
can't just fill it up. Look at that. I do.
Chris
Rinse
and
kit. So
I like where it's going.
Something for people that do like motocross.
Yes.
And
yes.
Out in the desert where there
like
are no
dudes.
Showers.
Yeah, like one for
but
like the
one
dude.
Shower then.
Right.
5 minutes.
That's all you need.
Yeah, because it's usually
need.
One dude with all his pickup trucks and other dudes. There's like one dude in a pickup truck.
So it's one shower per dude.
Yeah, they're not going to shower together. Especially motocross.
Yeah, guys don't do that. Women have like couches and restrooms and stuff where they can hang out.
Yeah,
men don't do that. Really.
Motocross men showering. That could actually be a business.
There we go. Now, I will also add that Fantasy Stats Guru is an electrical engineer at a nuclear plant, which is really interesting. I know.
Wow.
And
fascinating.
And
we must just seem like idiots.
Speak for yourself.
We live in Hollywood and stuff, and we're on this show and stuff.
Just because we do not work in nuclear plants does not mean that we're not stupid. That we're not stupid.
That was good.
And seed.
See, that's... Yeah, exactly. I can't even call that a Freudian slip. That's just the way it is.
We're in the valley. Oh, my God.
I'm never going to be able to be on another show again. They did get an offer from Robert. He said that with building a company, there does need to be an exoplan, so he was a little concerned, but he did offer $250,000 for 20%. Now, remember, they had asked for, or they had offered five initially. Kevin also offered, he offered $250,000, but as debt with 5% equity.
That was interesting. Mm-hmm.
Lori also offered the same, but she also wanted sales commission.
Yes.
Because...
other guy was getting sales commission.
Right.
One of
the partners. What we had not mentioned is that Chris had originally, he owns 60% of the company, but another company that had invested in him owns 10%, and then they also get sales commission. So Lori got that idea. Robert came in. He countered and revised his offer for $350,000 for 20%. But Eric said that he really doesn't want Chris to be below that 50% equity because since his company does own the other 10,
you know, Mark pointed out, though, he says you can redo the deal. You can structure the deal in a way that even though he didn't own majority shares, he had voting rights as if he did. So there are ways to structure the deal like that.
Oh, I missed that he said that. That's interesting.
Yeah, he pointed that out, which...
And so, and then Damon offered $250,000 at 7.5% plus commission, and they did the deal with Damon. So I thought that seemed like, out of all of them, probably the best deal versus getting into more debt as
for
well.
Sure.
No brainer, and especially Damon was like, so I want debt and you can get debt equity and royalties, and I'm going to bring you Home Depot. I'm going to bring you this. I'm going to bring you, and they're like, yes. Because he wants, of course, the royalties based upon the accounts he brings in. So that was a great deal.
These are creative deals.
I'm looking in the chat. You guys know Fantasy Stat says Chris might be like the not intelligent but the females seem intelligent until that comment that is.
Ah, you tell him. You tell him.
Real Zoe Hewitt's going home. But Tina says she thinks we are one of the funniest after shows, and she gave us the little hands up emoji,
Thank you, Tina.
I love.
Hands up to you.
Raise the house, Tina.
Is it cold in Slovakia right now? That's what I want
to
know.
She covered that.
She did?
We've been there, done that.
We've not
it's
been
cold.
To Slovakia.
It's winter. Speak for yourself.
Okay.
I have not been either, though.
No.
That sounds neat.
But you
so
know,
rinse kit. Do we have a tank takeaway for rinse kit?
Rinse kit. I just think it's a great product that I could see people using. Tank takeaway. What I liked, tank takeaway. The deals, the creativity of those deals were brought on because they saw the creativity of the deal within the existing model. They should do more deals like that because to be able to capitalize if you're selling. The product to be able to capitalize on that end and to be able to get a piece of the equity, that's good creative deal making that, you know, no matter what happens, you're getting paid. It's kind of like a lawyer.
Was it the commission? You know? Is the commission part of the thing you liked about the way that this deal was? I thought the commission structure was great.
Yeah, well, that's it. Because, I mean, not only are they equity partners, so they have 10% equity, which means, you know, whatever it does, you have 10% of the growth of the company. If you pay dividends, you might, you know, whatever. But then you also get 10% that's coming in from the sales that you're making with every sale. So you're getting 10% off the top. So it's almost like it's like an internal rate of return. Let's say you brought an investor in for 5% and you said, because you're coming in for 5%, we're going to give you an internal rate of return of 5% of the gross sales on an annual basis.
Wow.
I'm just making this stuff up.
Right.
And you get your 5% equity plus you get a guaranteed amount coming out. That's the same thing where they're getting this guaranteed amount that's coming out. Because they're getting money off the top of the sales.
See, that's great.
It's like the deals that Kevin does typically, but it's just a little different.
Kevin's deals never seem
just
great.
Like that, but shit.
And you get a little house thrown in as a bonus.
You get a tiny office. House in the forest. We're gonna send you on getaways every now and then.
Okay, so Rinskin, Constance, are you in or out?
I'm out.
Okay. Oh, I'm totally out. I did not get this product. I was not into the product.
Some people like
then
to shower.
This episode.
Some people don't.
I love showering, but for more than 5 minutes. That's the big thing. And maybe because I don't like camping, I can rinse off at the beach or go home sandy. I feel like going home sandy is part of being at the beach. I don't know. It didn't strike me as such a necessary thing to lug around.
It's such a surfer thing. But you're right. I'm surprised they weren't all like, oh, it's limited because it's just for surfers. But
it's not.
I know.
It's for campers. It's for surfers.
It's if you want to mist your car for
get
45
the blood
minutes.
Out of the tiny house.
I like the mist idea.
Only for 45 minutes. Okay.
So these people are going to hate me with tiny house people. Sorry.
I know.
Bags out our tiny houses. I'm going to go, man. I'm going to go.
D-Best products are next. Richard, $350,000 for another small one, 5%. This is a cart that weighs less than 3 pounds. It holds 110 pounds. It folds to less than 2 inches. It has a strap, a handle, and wheels. Basically, it came up with this idea when plastic bags were banned in California. And so, at least in LA, it's not statewide yet. But in this area, plastic bags were banned. And then they tried to sock it to you and start charging 10 cents for a paper bag, which they never did before. So anyway, I'm still
getting plastic bags. I don't know.
It's in certain areas. It's not everywhere.
How does this make it? Not to go off on a tangent right now.
Please, really.
But you can easily walk into the fruit or produce section and take as many plastic bags as you want.
I do!
Yes! Take it to them! Thank you! Yes. Thank you!
Because you know what?
It defeats the entire purpose.
It does! Because you know what? Those plastic bags are necessary. Like, I have cats at home. Where am I supposed to put the cat litter? So, I stock up now on those produce bags. Absolutely.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I have a car, which is nice, but I really feel bad for people like that have to do buses and then they have to carry all these bags. And if they forget their bags in the morning with their tons of bags because they're going to work and then the store and all this stuff. If you've ever been a bus person, like lived in a city and relied on public transportation, this is like has bad repercussions for them. For people that have to deal, if you forgot your bag and you go to the grocery store, it's like taking more money, squeezing more money out of people's pockets. It's not just 10 cents, it's people's property. Doesn't matter what it is.
I agree. And they never charge for the paper bags before, so why now that you're getting rid of plastic are you charging me for paper?
Yeah. I think she's getting ready to go into politics or something.
No, but that was a scam.
Real Zoe Hewitt,
it burns the people, man. It burns forget it. But yeah.
It's
not
like the principle
fan
of the thing.
Yeah, it's a principle thing. Exactamundo.
It's like
there's
going to
be a lot of very green people that are going to be upset about that.
Yeah,
who have
nice cars that they can bring. All right, I'm not against the Prius thing. But just people that like have a nice car with tons of nice bags in the back. If you're on buses and stuff and you forget your big heap of bags that you have to put in your bag that's already packed because you have 50 things you're doing and you're on a bus, it's not so bueno.
I really don't want to go grocery shopping and have to take my groceries on a bus.
I don't have these problems.
People do have to do that.
I know, if we lived in, like, New York. But then you take what you can carry.
We have bags still at my stores. We have to pay 10 cents for them, but they still have the bags.
The paper you pay 10 cents.
We can pay 10 cents for either one. We have to pay for bags.
You have to pay regardless?
Yep.
Whoa, but you live north of here.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I've, like, those more than ours. I've walked out. Just, like, I'll be like, oh, no, I've got it. And I'm like this. I'm just like, principal, if you want a bag, I'm like, no.
Because I need these bags so desperately for my cat litter, right. I have friends who actually send me bags. I've gotten boxes stuffed with plastic bags before from, like, relatives and other places who still can get plastic bags.
So did they say it's illegal to have the plastic bags? Like, you could be arrested?
No, it's not illegal.
Okay.
That would be quite not good.
No, you just, they don't sell it.
You could be on the papers, the bag lady gets arrested.
Anyway, so we have talked nothing about D-Best products and Richard, but we have had a nice discussion about plastic bags.
Yes.
So, did you guys think you were... So, he has worked with QVC.
I love those wheels that made it go upstairs.
Oh, my God, the coolest thing. So, there were these special wheels so you could wheel a cart upstairs. They went... like wheels. I don't know. I'm doing a hand motion. How do you describe that? Anyone?
They just climb the stairs. Yes. So you just pull your cart up. That was neat.
They were really cool.
Right. And they actually are not, it's the trajectory is square. So
it's not a wheel.
The stairs.
Thank you.
So
ask our nuclear physicist. How do you say that?
Ben is his dad's guru, a.k.a. Ben. Please describe this to us.
That's so neat. It's like a movie learning Ben's identity.
Right?
You know what I mean?
He's Clark Kent to some of us.
Yes.
And to others, he's Superman.
FSG. Ben.
He just got promoted to Superman.
See, I was thinking of the Eminem song. Wasn't there an Eminem song that he sang with...
Stan?
Stan.
Why do I think of Ben? Ben is a song of Michael Jackson.
The Real Slim Shady? No, it would be the Real Slim Shady then. Because, because wasn't
but anyway, we should get back to the show.
He had different personalities. The Real Slim Shady was different personalities.
Okay.
Is a smart entrepreneur because he took advantage of a situation, whether we like it or not. It exists, so that's a good little takeaway there.
And these are really cool carts. They've been sold on QVC, Bed Bath & Beyond,
Hobby
Lobby.
That was surprising, you're right.
And actually, so he had another product originally, and that's what was sold on QVC for like 8 years, one of their top selling products. Now he has these carts, and his big problem is that he has lots of orders and he just doesn't have money really to fulfill the orders.
Right.
So he did get a bunch of offers. Damon offered him $350,000 for 15% and said he would also finance future orders. Kevin offered $350,000 as a line of credit, but at an 18% interest, still with a 5% stake. Robert went out. Lori offered $350,000 for 15%. Mark interrupted her and basically said, let's get in on this together. I think it was like a fear of missing out for him. And so then Mark and Lori went in together, $350,000 for 20%, plus a $2 million line of credit at 15% interest. There was a counter, $700,000 for 15% plus the credit. They said no, they did a deal at the original term, so that's with Mark and Lori. So $350,000 for 20% with the $2 million line of credit plus the 15% interest.
I think Mark and Lori got a good deal. He probably could have gotten $500,000 instead of $350,000. I just was waiting for him to say that. Just give me $500,000.
He did $700,000, and I could see their faces.
It's too big
like
a jump.
Mark Cuban has a great face expressions are priceless on this show, but they were just like, nope, not gonna happen. They didn't buy.
If he would have said $500,000 for the 20% plus the $2 million line of credit, what was fascinating to me was the interest rates. They're all asking now 15% interest, 18% interest.
Now, does it feel a little bit like they're getting out of the scope of the show when they do that so much? It just feels a little bit more like, okay, well, I could go to the bank. I mean, I get that they bring value,
don't
get me wrong.
That's what you pay on a credit card, so it's like, you know, if you're going to pay the higher interest rates. Yeah.
Right, so I feel like that part of the benefit of this show was that, like, you get this money, and you get a really cool investor who's going to help you, and now it's like, well, I'll loan you the money. And I think one of the entrepreneurs pointed out, it was maybe last week or the week before, saying, well, if you're not really that invested in me because it's a loan and I'm just taking on debt, then what am I going to get later? And I'm just feeling that a little more with, interest.
Well, I mean, the interest rate's going to be dependent upon what's the going value in the marketplace. You know, what can they get can they get cash for it elsewhere?
What do you think?
It's just interesting to see them go up, but I do hear what you're saying too, because it's like, yeah, you want some. They're going. Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, this show is in the 8th season, and these are huge seasons. So if you think about it, it's a finite number of sharks. How many businesses could you have, right? Because they have to take, they have to offer deals. So isn't that funny if you think about it? Like, there's only so many hours in the day, even if you're not involved hands-on.
Right.
By this time, they're all racking up like one or an episode. Right. Each week, I'm getting a new business. Oy vey, you know.
And I would bet, I have not worked on this show, but when I worked in product placement and did other similar-ish shows where they were pitching millionaires doing certain things, there is a certain amount that they have to agree to beforehand. So I would bet anything that this show is the same way. I've worked on other Mark Burnett shows. So again, not this one, so I want to be clear. I am not speaking for this show, nor any confidentialities that may exist.
Right.
But that I am sure when they signed on, it was, we want you, you have to agree to X number of dollars, and I couldn't even venture a guess that you will invest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, that's, and it's very possible that that number has also gone up as the seasons have gone on.
But then you have to wonder if what they get paid for being on the show covers that, or does it not cover it?
In other shows that are structured similarly, they don't get paid.
Oh, you're kidding me.
They don't get paid.
Shows that, like, well-known shows that we would know?
Yes.
Really?
The sharks do get paid, right? They do.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. I don't know
she
because
in other shows,
in other shows that are similar, they do not.
I think
that it's like a volunteer thing, because originally shows like this were structured to both promote the person who is doing it, as well as let's do a cheap show because there's zero cost.
Which they do. Yeah, I mean, I would be surprised if they weren't paid. Very surprised, but I get. Yeah, they
Mark
are.
Mark Cuban, who's interviewed by Howard Stern, talks about that. They do.
That's fascinating.
So I don't know if their salaries.
I mean, they definitely. I mean, you think of their each of their individual brands has skyrocketed since being on the show.
And it's possible that they weren't paid originally, and only once they saw the value they were bringing,
all
that they also
sorts of
started
things are
getting
possible.
A deal. So interesting.
Zoe's the insider.
So before we do the recap quickly, would you guys be in or out with D-Best products and D's
in
carts?
I actually liked it. Yeah.
I didn't.
Constance, you were out?
Constance didn't like it.
I liked it, but I just felt like, why does he need money? So I guess I'm like half in, half out.
He had a lot of energy. He was little and energetic.
I felt the opposite. I was surprised he got a deal because I was surprised he had such great products.
He's an interesting personality.
He didn't sell me on him.
What's his name? Richard. What's the guy?
Robert.
Robert. I was like going Robert, Richard, Rick. Robert actually said, you're like a bouncy ball and I can't follow it, so I'm out. He didn't like it. He was
mad by that. It's an interesting personality.
Well, this is interesting. So Fantasy Stats has been watching the show longer than any of the three of us have actually been doing it.
Yes.
have been doing the show here at AfterBuzz, and he says that he thinks that the previous panel talked about that they actually had to have a certain amount of equity, that they would be getting equity for being on. So it's very possible that they weren't getting paid, but they have equity or back-end points in the show, which makes sense.
Wow.
So it's not an actual paycheck. It's like a back-end point that
interesting
goes to that. So, also, the update. Tom and Chi. So this is, I finally got
it's
it. Tom, like tomato soup. Chi, like cheese. So it's a grilled cheese and tomato soup restaurant. When they were on 3.5 years ago, they had 31 locations and they had made $1.5 million. Now they're up, or excuse me, the 31 locations is new. So 3.5 years ago when they were on Shark Tank, they had made $1.5 million. Now they're up to $47 million in sales, which includes 31 locations and they've made 500 jobs. So
listen to that.
Really
$47 million.
I know, in 3.5 years. Amazing.
But one of the biggest, of course, Barbara's part of that, Barbara Corcoran, and it's one of the biggest success stories.
That's neat.
Yeah, is that a place you would go to? Is that your, like, along your culinary lines?
I love grilled cheese sandwiches.
Here,
like, so much.
So I would live there. If I, like, worked near there every day, you'd find me there from 12
carts?
To 1.
Are they food carts? Is that what they were?
No. Originally they were not carts. They were at, like, stands. Yeah,
oh, yeah. Food stands, tents, carts.
But not like a truck. Like, there, for instance, in L.A. here, we have the grilled cheese truck, which is amazing, you guys.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, they're not like that, though.
Originally,
so it's not like what you'd see in New York on the street corners?
No, it's a brick and mortar restaurant.
Now they're brick and
mortar.
Yeah.
Oh. Huh.
And I would so go there.
Yeah.
I'm like drooling thinking about it.
I know. I was looking at the food and I wanted
You know where there's great grilled cheese if you like them? Have you been to that place called Dulce Machina? that's down in, shit, where is it? It's in Marina Del Rey.
It's a family show!
It's not a family
Every episode,
show.
Like three times yeah. we have this exchange.
It's in Marina Del Rey, and they've got these old cafe racer motorbikes, and they've got great grilled cheese sandwiches.
No, go. Yeah. I haven't, but I have
really?
To say.
Yeah. Sounds cool.
In my old my old product placement job when I was working on the studio lots all the time, at Universal Studios, their backlot cafe has the best grilled cheese sandwiches, so I would structure my day so that whatever shows I was visiting that day, I would try to be at Universal, so I could go get a grilled cheese
that
at the back
really
lot
cool.
cafe because they were so good.
I love being on the back lots. Was it like historic? Was the cafe something like that?
Not historic.
Okay,
this one is.
That
this
sounds
is
great.
Cool.
And that's from Marina Del Rey.
Yeah, very neat.
So we will all have to eat some grilled cheese.
Everybody go,
So as we wrap things up, any final thoughts? Where can everyone find you? Constance.
Oh, Constance Dodd. You could find me everywhere, nowhere.
Really? Are you not going to give a handle?
Oh, yeah, Constance Dunn. Twitter and Instagram, Constance
Dunn.
That
was
Dunn.
It. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
That was it. That was my shout out.
I can see how it could be confusing.
Chris Howard, find me at Chris Howard Live on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm Zoe Hewitt. You can find me at Real Zoe Hewitt. That's Real, R-E-A-L, Zoe, Z-O-E-H-E-W-I-T-T. That's way too long. I need to think of how to let you guys know. Anyway, have a great night. Oh, you can also find me on YouTube at Zoe Hewitt Hosting, where I do a weekly movie analysis show. And have a great night, you guys. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz
you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.